The steepest learning curve I've had since medical school days was having Jacob live with us for 9 months before they got their own house. And he and I are great pals, aren't we, Jacob? I think we are, yeah. He and I get on really fine. But what I came to understand was that the way I think was completely different from the way he thinks. And the practical implication of that for connecting with young people in today's world is that if I want to connect with Jacob, I've got to learn to change the way that I think. I've still got to be me, but I've also got to learn to think and to see the world as he thinks. Anyway, that's by the by. I've been given 5 minutes, so very quickly. The way the youth group works on a Sunday morning is that there's a rota, and so I'm on team with Kitty, Catherine. So Catherine's daughter is the leader, and dad is the helper. And daughter does 99% of the hard work. And I just want to share with you very briefly about the youth, probably the youth group meeting that stands out most in my mind was about a month ago. And we were looking, we watched a film clip of Eric Liddell. Now, many of you will remember that Eric Liddell was the guy who, way back almost 100 years ago, ran in the Olympics, or didn't run in the Olympics. And he had a famous, or there was a famous film made about him called Chariots of Fire. So I'm sure a lot of you have seen that. Okay? Now, Eric Liddell was born in China. Mum and dad were Scottish missionaries, and he came back to London to boarding school, and when he had finished school, he went to Edinburgh University. And he was a great runner, and one of the things he said about himself, which I always remember, was, "God made me to run fast." See? And in 1924, get my date right, yeah, in 1924, it was the Olympic Games in Paris. And because he was fast, he was selected to represent Great Britain in the 100 metres. Well, the 100 metres is one of the main things, isn't it, in the Olympic Games. But unfortunately for him, the heats were on a Sunday. And it's interesting when Jamie prayed at the beginning, you mentioned about today being a day set apart for God. And Eric Liddell refused or declined to participate in the heats because for him, Sunday, when they were going to be held, Sunday was a day set apart for God. And there was a huge amount of pressure put on him to run. But he stuck to his belief and his principles, and he didn't. And so he lost out on the possibility of a gold in the 100 metres. He went on to run in the 400 metres, which wasn't on a Sunday, and he got gold medal for the 400 metres. But the point of the whole thing is that for not running for his country in the 100 metres, he came in for a lot of stick. And he was the subject of a lot of ridicule and anger and abuse because he didn't do that. So we watched the film and then we looked at how this applies to, you know, our group upstairs. And it was a small group that day, and the three girls in the group were Bianca, Scarlett and Leah. And each one of these girls shared the stick that they have had and still get because of their love for Jesus and their faith in him. And Bianca shared a bit about, you know, being at the high school and how difficult and challenging it can be, not only from fellow pupils, but also some of the education that they're getting in the classes. And Leah shared, and Scarlett shared. And as I listened to these girls, and I'm telling you the truth, as I listened to these girls, tears came into my eyes. And I felt so humbled, in the true sense of the word. And before you all today, I just want to honour these three lasses, because they are having to demonstrate and live a courage in a world and a society that I didn't have to do when I was their age. So, girls, I take my hat off to you. And and I just want to honour them for their courage and for their example that they have set me. And of course, the youth group and the youth fellowship on a Sunday night extends further. So I think I've got 1 minute left. So in that 1 minute, I think it would be good to thank God for the young folk in both the youth group on a Sunday morning and the youth fellowship on a Sunday night. And we're into praying blessing. And so we want God to thoroughly bless these young people and that they will become powerful witnesses for Jesus in this really difficult age in which we're living. So we'll say thank you to the Lord. Father, we praise you. Lord, as a church, we just want to thank you this morning for these young people who come to the youth group on Sunday mornings and the youth fellowship, Lord, on Sunday evenings. And Lord, we want them to know that we love them. And Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just stretch out our hearts and we stretch out our arms over them. And Lord, we pray that in this day, O God, that you will protect them. Lord, that you will inspire them. And Father, that you will bless them. In the wonderful name of Jesus. And all the people said, Amen. Thank you, Lord.